Welcome to Broncos TV. I'm Andrew Mason from here at what is now a very tranquil Dove Valley, as the Broncos practices are done for the week. However, come Sunday, it's going to be very noisy where the Broncos are headed. Network Associates Coliseum, home of the Oakland Raiders, and site of Sunday's game between two longtime arch rivals. At the junction of NFL fandom, a motorcycle rally, and a sci-fi convention, there is Network Associates Coliseum, home of the Raiders and some of the most vocal, passionate, and, well, participatory fans in any sport, anywhere.
I've been hit by batteries, just numerous things. I mean, I can't even repeat some of the things I've been called, but it's definitely a hostile place to play. The fans really get into it. They've got great fans. It's rowdy.
You know, it's actually one of the funner places to play when you're not getting hit with rocks and batteries and quarters. And they don't throw quarters, they throw like pennies. Throw something that I can keep.
You know, I never sat in the stands, but hurt is pretty bad. And I tell everybody that wants to come see me play, don't come to Oakland.
But honestly, you know what? For the atmosphere of an NFL game, it's perfect. It really is. It's what it's all about. It's really your offensive, your defense, your special teams, and your coaching staff against everybody else in that entire stadium. Even our fans don't wear our colors in that stadium, so you don't know who's on your side. So it's just us, you know. And so to go on the road and get a victory there is a tough thing to do, but we found a way to do it pretty well.
Through experience of playing there, you know, if you go in and play well and get an early lead, it can be a very quiet place.
The Broncos have done their part to silence the Raiders fans in recent years, winning their last three games in Oakland by an average of 19 points a game. A key to repeating that success will be to avoid mistakes, as the Raiders' two wins this year saw them get three takeaways per game versus just one a game in their six losses.
I think if you look at the two games that they've won this year, they've obviously created turnovers, and you know, I think that's just the point. If you turn the ball over, you're not going to win many games.
We're focusing on ourselves and making sure that we handle our business, and you definitely can't take those guys lightly. Trust me. Their defensive side of the football is as good as anyone we've played. They got some of the best pass rushers in the league, you know, and their secondary is solid, you know. So we're going to have to come out there and really step our game up.
We play our game and we take care of the football as we had the last couple of weeks, then, you know, I think everything will take care of itself. But, you know, if you go in there and play their game and turn it over, then it's going to be a rough ride.
And the Broncos expect the same thing from Oakland's offense, even though a shutout Monday night at Seattle indicates that it's struggling.
I wouldn't say struggle. I watch the film. You guys don't watch as much as we do, so I definitely wouldn't say struggle. I just think they haven't had the opportunities to make as many plays as they have been in the past, but I'm sure they're capable of doing it, and I'm sure they're looking forward to doing it, especially this week.
I keep telling people, it's the Raiders. It's an AFC West game. They have the finest skill now. You got Moss, quarterback play. Okay, you've got their tight ends are skilled. Running backs, both of them have had good years. Last week, the running back averaged 9 yards a carry. Okay, so they've always been capable of running the ball. And what I told you before is still true. They're coming. You see them coming. I mean, they beat Pittsburgh, playing hard on defense, and turning the ball over, and they're tough now. And the thing is skill. It's skill. Now, they're really skilled.
The Broncos will likely have to show they not only have skill, but depth. Ebenezer Ekubon, Patrick Chikora, and Ian Gold all missed practice this week.
We've got both Ebenezer and Ian, and Pat Chikora is doubtful. Unless there's a turnaround, those guys will not play.
Their fill-ins have had all week to get ready.
Well, it's nice as they got a chance to practice the whole week. Normally when a guy goes down early in the game, and that player gets very few reps during the week, and they still got to go in there and perform. So the good part about it is they've had a lot of reps and they're ready to go.
If Gold is out, it could mean more playing time for Lewis Green and Nate Webster and some adjustment for Denver's defense.
It's not easy because you do get comfortable, you know, because it's not only in the games during practice. I take all my reps with Ian and I work together on the same side a lot, so it's different. But we got professionals like Lou Green, like Nate Webster, you know, who may get an opportunity, guys that are mentally getting their reps all the time, and then when they come in, they're ready to play.
We have some depth there, but Lou Green did a nice job in the game, and he's a veteran here. Lou Green's been here a while, and then Nate has played good in practice. So it's now time, you know, for us to look at those situations and options.
And back in the secondary, cornerback Darrent Williams expects to play after separating his shoulder last Sunday, but could be somewhat limited.
It's really fast twitch motions with my left arm. You know, sometimes we moving all everywhere. Sometimes when I make certain movements, it hurt. And certain movements I can't do right now. But like I say, Sunday, I should have everything back, you know, hopefully. You know, I plan on playing Sunday, so I think I should be all right.
We'll return after Sunday's game to recap how he and the Broncos fare. Until then, take care and thanks for watching.